Yesterday's search for a small Cessna missing in the northern part of Denali National Park ended when the crash site was located. The burned wreckage was spotted in trees on a mountainside near the East Fork of the Toklat River, and human remains were seen in it. Well-known wolf biologist Gordon Haber and pilot Daniel McGregor were the only two on board the aircraft, and it was confirmed that Haber did not survive the crash. McGregor was burned but still able to walk 20 miles for help. He's now being treated at Harborview Medical Center in Seattle for burns to his hands and face. He is reportedly in satisfactory condition. McGregor confirmed that remains found at the wreckage of the Cessna 185 were those of 67-year-old Haber. Gordon Haber spent much of his life independently studying wolves in Alaska. As KUAC's Dan Bross reports, Haber never had a regular job to rein in his work or opinions, and he regularly used his research to advocate for protection of wolves.
Being a wildlife biologist wasn't just a job for Gordon Haber. For over 40 years, his life revolved around surveying wolf numbers and documenting the animal's behavior in Alaska. Haber's fascination with wolves reflected respect for the species, garnered over thousands of hours of field observation, often from aircraft. In a 2004 interview, Haber described some of wolves' unique characteristics.
Wolves, and only a handful of other species, feature a type of biology that is very different than that, for example, for many others like moose and caribou. It's based primarily on cooperative hunting and cooperative breeding, which are fairly rare evolutionary strategies among vertebrates. And, you know, they imply all sorts of complex interactions within the group, complex divisions of labor, a lot of social as well as genetic transfer of information across generations.
Haber's Alaska wolf research started when he was a doctoral student at the University of British Columbia in the mid-1960s, and he began working in Denali. His field studies followed on the pioneering wolf research of Adolf Murie. Haber was involved in early computer modeling of predator-prey relationships and produced an epic thesis on wolves. Friend and fellow Alaska scientist Rick Steiner describes Haber's decades of Denali fieldwork as unprecedented.
As far as wolves, this is certainly the longest predator-prey study that's been going on.
Steiner says he hopes others can carry on Haber's work with Denali wolf packs. Haber never shied from the politics of wildlife management and was a vocal advocate for wolves. He didn't work for state or federal wildlife agencies, and Steiner says that garnered him enemies.
He could call it like he saw it to the agency people, and they didn't like that. They didn't like the fact that he was not in their control and that he would speak his mind and he was scientifically based and he knew the wolves better than anybody.
Steiner was one of Haber's allies in a long-running fight to better protect Denali wolves that stray across the park's northeast boundary and get shot or trapped. Haber opposed predator control, citing among concerns the negative effect of individual animal losses on wolf family groups. Fellow anti-wolf control advocate, retired agency biologist Vic Van Ballenberg, has been critical of some of Haber's hypothesis and his failure to publish peer-reviewed papers, but he says he respected him. He says Haber never relented in his fieldwork, even when he was nearly broke for a period in the 1980s.
He was up there in Denali and trying to keep the study going, despite the fact that he was, you know, almost penniless. He had enormous enthusiasm for the work and enormous drive and focus. I mean, there was nobody that was more totally focused on the wolf issues 24/7, 365 than Gordon Haber.
Haber gained financial support for his research from the group Friends of Animals in 1993 and was party to many lawsuits the Connecticut-based animal advocacy group filed against the state of Alaska to try to stop predator control. Friends of Animals president Priscilla Farrell says she was always impressed with Haber's passion for wolves.
When he would talk to me about wolves, he would talk about always being in awe of them and never losing a sense of wonder about them. And at 67 years old, you know, that was still true.
Farrell says she never was able to persuade Haber to write a book or produce a documentary about his research, and that he told her this week that he felt his website, alaskawolves.org, was his legacy. Farrell says plans are in the works to archive the site and donate his papers and many photographs to the University of British Columbia for preservation. memorial services in Alaska for Gordon Haber are being planned for next month. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.